We have finished the life of Abraham and are now looking at this letter that Peter wrote to these various churches. 1 Peter chapter 1, looking at verses 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and for sprinkling with his blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. This is God's word. When you hear the term Christian, I don't know what you think of. I know for my generation, one of the images that pops into our heads is Angela from the TV show The Office. She, if you've never seen the show, she tends to be this rather uptight, judgmental kind of character where she kind of gives a judgmental stare to everyone who does anything that's just sort of off kilter. And as the show develops, you find out that not only is this a woman who is incredibly uptight or judgmental and hypocritical, but she also identifies herself as an evangelical Christian. And if you think, the media always portrays Christians in a poor light, I actually found in the show The Good Wife, they actually have a more nuanced look at faith and Christianity in Grace Florek, one of the characters in the show. And so some people, as they're looking at culture and religion, they're not necessarily seeing Christians in a totally bad light. Although I do remember as a young man also seeing, I don't know how many of you think about the Westboro Baptist Church. They're the people who hold up those signs that say, God hates, whoever, and they'll just kind of put in different things, whether, whatever it is, you're probably hated just because, you're wearing cotton clothing or something. They just would hold up these signs and be at funerals and different things and be like, God hates you, and you're like burning. And this is how people honestly can sometimes think of Christians. And there's others who, when you think of a Christian, you think of maybe your grandma or your parents or maybe someone who you highly respect. But we all have to say that at least we have entered a time where Christianity, to a certain extent, seems a little weird at times, doesn't it? I mean, Christianity, religious belief, it doesn't seem to be something that people really embrace. All you have to do is kind of look at my job. 50 years ago, if you were a pastor, what would people have said? They would have looked at you and kind of been like, oh, that's a fairly honorable profession. Now people look at me and they're like, you do what? Why? Why is that? Well, because things have changed just a little bit, right? And that's okay. That's kind of the culture that we're living in. But what happens is that when people look at Christians, they don't see something that is to be celebrated or to be enjoyed necessarily. What's often happening now is that people are looking at us as kind of weird, as people who can make others feel uncomfortable. And oftentimes, I think we can feel like we've almost done something wrong simply by existing. Have you ever been in one of those situations, if you're a Christian, where you're kind of like saying, oh, I go to church, and people are like, oh. And you can kind of see like the tone of the conversation changes, and everyone's kind of like, I don't know what to do with this whole religious thing, right? We live in an age where people are trying to separate religion from general life, and it can almost feel like you're being ostracized. And the Apostle Peter, as he's writing this letter, is writing to a group of churches that are experiencing something of the same thing. The Apostle Peter is writing to churches who are experiencing all kinds of hostility, not like official government-sponsored hostility, but hostility where people are kind of looking at them and going like, what's up with these people? Because there's something weird about them. And so as we are going to go through this letter, we're going to look at what does it mean to be a Christian in an age where Christianity maybe isn't all that popular. What does it mean to be a Christian during a time when people kind of look at Christianity and see it as weird? This is exactly what Peter is writing to. Now, if you didn't grow up in the church, maybe you don't know who Peter is. We have a picture of Peter. That's him. Not really a great photo. I wish we had a photo back from the first century, but this is about as close as we can get. And so Peter was what's known as an apostle of Jesus. An apostle is simply this. It's someone who was commissioned by Jesus to spread the gospel. And if you read through the gospels, what you find is that Peter is a really interesting character because he tends to be the leader of the group. In every list of the 12 apostles, he is always listed first. He's always listed first because he's thought of kind of as the de facto leader. And what makes Peter to me so interesting is that he gets himself in all kinds of messes all the time. When Jesus comes and calls him and he collects a bunch of fish, he says to Jesus, "Go away from me, Jesus. I'm an incredibly sinful person. You don't need to be around me. I'm not that great." And Jesus invites him to come and to follow him. And he says, "You know what I'm going to make you? You're a fisherman, Peter. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make you a fisher of people. We're going to get you out of this whole fisherman business, and we're going to get you into fishing people." Perhaps you've heard that Peter was the first pope. We wouldn't believe that simply because even if you look at history, that's a development that happens about 300 years later. So he's not the first pope, but he was a strong leader among a group of leaders, 12 early leaders in the church who included other apostles such as James and John. And as you look at the life of Peter, you see a man who gets his foot caught in his mouth all the time, who says silly things, who betrays his own Lord by denying him three times. And you see, really, this very timid kind of character until you get to the resurrection. When Jesus is raised from the dead, Peter is an entirely changed person. All of a sudden, Peter looks at the world around him, and in Acts chapter 2, he stands up before a crowd of at least 3,000 people, probably more, and says and announces to them all the good news of Jesus. And because of this, Peter continues to preach the gospel for the rest of his life. This letter is probably written around somewhere between 60 or 61 AD, 62, somewhere in there. And the reason for that is because we know that Peter is in Rome. He talks about Babylon at the end of this book, and Babylon is basically a code word for "I'm in Rome." And the church that's in Babylon, he says, greets you. And so he's talking about being in Rome and writing the letter from Rome. And he's writing it to a group of people that we are told are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Now, if we keep going here, Eric, you will see. Yeah, keep going. You will see a map here of the Roman Empire with all the provinces. And so the area that Peter is writing to is a rather